ugh, my Xbox One has become just too mainstream for me. There's too many guns and not enough equality.
I'm tired of all the misogynistic microaggressions on the PS4.
I just want a console that won't judge the curls in my mustache because it's obviously an ode to an 18th century barber.
Well, I want a console that speaks to my inner vaudeville antagonist.
Well, I want a console that doesn't care how tight my pants are or how black my glasses are.
I just want a console with the same appeal as my Apple iBlown.
Well, now you can have all of that and even less with the new Nintendo Snitch. Just like our former console, the Wii Shoe, but sleeker to match your obviously sleeker and more superior lifestyle than your friends around you.
Is World of Goo not enough? The Nintendo Snitch will now come with an exclusive portal to candystand.com to meet your hardcore gaming needs.
Nintendo Snitch will have a whopping 4 launch titles, including Madden 98 4K, Super Mario Brothers 2 4K, Minesweeper 4K, and Solitaire 4K.
4K is actually native to Port 9K.
There's nothing quite like ironically playing an inferior console to prove your superiority over the Call of Duty peasantry.
Joy-Cons come with built-in vape mods. Do you even vape, bro? Ooh, 1.5 ohms.
Digital streaming services are too mainstream. In 2019, the Nintendo Switch will support Laserdisc and Betamax.
Nintendo Snitch will be first launching in Portland, Oregon, with a global launch release soon thereafter at the Mumford & Sons World Tour. Nintendo Snitch, the console for people who obviously know more about underground fashion magazines than you.
Welcome back again to the Go Gamers Podcast, episode number 84. It's February 12th, 2017. Year of nothing.
Year of disappointment.
Year of disappointment. I'm Lyle McClendon.
The year of the American dream made flesh, Donald Trump.
True that. Goddamn true that. Well, we're just kicking it off with a bag full of cheer here. I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm joined, as always, with Brandon Gentry.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
We're the Good Old Gamers Podcast. If you didn't know that, then what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, you're very lost.
Yep. You've obviously ended up on a very dark and foreboding place of the web. Steer clear. How you doing this week?
Not bad.
We're recording a day late because my asshole and intestines couldn't agree.
Yeah.
What was something? I don't know, dude. I caught some sort of fucking plague for the past 3 days. Feel better today. I'm enjoying a Colt 45 40 ounce that was brought to me. Luckily, at the place we live in Alabama, I can enjoy this and not get harassed.
Indeed. Is that Lando approved?
That is Lando approved. Oddly, though, this one doesn't have Lando on it. It's got Juicy J from 3-6 Mafia on it. I'm cool with that.
Even better than Lando.
I don't know. Lando, you know, Lando been on Colt 45 just says, you know, you're probably going to fucking drink a 40 ounce of this, and you're going to betray your friends, and it's going to ultimately lead to one of your friends being fucking frozen carbonite.
Lando did nothing wrong. He just drank too much Colt 45.
You know, you think about it. Han Solo was a very forgiving motherfucker. He's just like, you know, in Return of the Jedi, he's like, your ass, your Colt 45 peddling ass got me locked in carbonite. Here, fly my Millennium Falcon and blow up this other Death Star.
Yeah.
Do what fucking Luke did in the first movie. Yeah. Even though you're Lando fucking Calrissian. Like, Colt 45, he was drunk as hell off this shit when he blew that Death Star.
Yeah, he was.
He's like, man, motherfuck that Death Star. I could hear Lando just being like, Yeah, tell Solo I'm gonna fuck his bitch too.
Tell the princess I'm gonna lay it.
Yeah, yeah. Give me some of them honey. But anyway,
let me get them honey buns.
Let me get them. Yeah, technically, literally. Okay, before we just get off in random territory, let's talk some video game news. How about that?
Video game news.
Obviously, some of the bigger news this week, I'm kind of excited for, because if it's done properly, it could lay the groundwork for a lot of other shit, in my opinion. Netflix has announced they're doing a Castlevania series.
No shit.
And it comes out this year, next year.
Is
season.
It animated or?
No, it's live action.
Oh, I'm turned off.
Well, apparently the people, they said that are the people they've got working on this are all fans, and it's people that have been involved with the Castlevania games. They said their entire goal of this is to actually give video game fans a worthy adaptation of something for once. And it's actually, they announced it's based on Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse.
Okay.
It's based on that era, storyline.
I was hoping we get to see some, what is a man but a miserable pile of secrets?
How about you? it's like Belmont clan. They said, though, that it's supposed to be, you know, like one of the better, which I'm sure everybody that's made a video game adaptation movie is like, this is going to be the first great video game adaptation. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I ain't going to say that until I see something. Season 1 premieres at the end of this year, and season 2 is 2018.
Maybe we'll get a Grey's Anatomy crossover of Cancervania.
I would love that. I would love that. I don't know what to do about Papa Dracula. His cancer has returned out of remission. You must first go to a dungeon and achieve the rune stone. We will turn the rune stone into a very hyperactive form of chemotherapy.
It's just like with humans. You got to fight cancer with poison. I need 20 cc's of garlic juice now. Holy water.
It doesn't work. This isn't working.
We need an IV drip of holy water. Get the fucking Pope in here. Bless this shit.
Do you like, you hit him with the holy water to cure the cancer, and it's just like a dialogue box comes up. It's like, somehow it seems ineffective. Somebody get David Avocado goddamn Wolf in here. Tell him to bring some lemon peels. He can sniff it and cure this cancer.
Align them fucking chakras.
Open your third eye, Dracula.
My God, Dracula's pineal gland has been calcified. He thinks the earth is round. What a fool.
A miserable pile of secrets. How about you, round earther? Yeah, what a fool. But, you know, that it's kind of cool, because if they actually do something good and it is successful, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, obviously, because it's a theory of mine, and there's a good chance it may not be true at all. But my idea, you know, I'm sick of superhero movies.
I am too.
I like superheroes and all, but goddamn,
I'm burnout on it.
They're literally remaking every issue of comic that, you know, every storyline, major storyline, which I'm fine with that.
Half of it's shitty heroes no one cares about too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think the next transition of that could be video game movies.
It could be.
Because, you know, they've never really made good video game movies. And up until the Marvel movies started coming out, they never made good superhero movies.
Except for the old Incredible Hulks.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
They used to terrify the shit out of me when I was a little kid. I'm like, he needs like Incredible Hulk. That just looks like an enraged fucking pedophile with goddamn gangrene everywhere. You know, I don't know. It just seemed like some terrible Lacan fantasy come to life. Like,
I loved the movie with him and Thor. That was one of the best.
Did you ever happen to see any of the Roger Corman Fantastic Four?
Uh-uh.
I've seen like bits and pieces of that, and that takes taco.
I bet.
The old Spider-Man TV show is pretty rough too, from the 70s. I remember renting them as a kid, and it's literally like the dude you see down at Walmart dressed up like Spider-Man meeting kids and shit. Like, signing fucking Polaroid pictures and stuff. Well,
Flash Gordon was great too.
Flesh Gordon. I don't know. It could, you know, it could give room to some cool shit though. I mean, there's plenty of video game franchises that would make great movie.
Yeah.
You know, entertainment
material. Not Tetris though.
Now, Tetris is obviously good enough that they're making a fucking trilogy, a sci-fi epic. I would be more inclined to want to see a movie about a guy that just wants to become the world Tetris grandmaster.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be, instead of being like some, it's going to be some stupid shit. Like, I don't even really begin to formulate how you make a fucking movie out of Tetris. That'd be like making a game, or a fucking Candy Crush, the movie. Which is likely, it'll happen. Yeah.
There's a five-part epic.
There's a fucking emoji movie coming out.
Oh my God.
Do you know what the title of it is?
What?
The Emoji Movie.
This shit makes me hate terrorism even more. You know why? Because they're hitting the wrong fucking people. Don't hit the fucking this innocent people. Hit the people making this bullshit. Well,
you said makes you hate terrorism even more. And I'm like, I kind of understand why people hate us.
But yeah. I'm like, don't hit the Twin Towers. Fucking go to Hollywood and hit one of these bastards' mansions.
I've got
to
worry about somebody blowing my kid out of his bed in the middle of the night into pieces. And y'all motherfuckers are worried about when the emoji movie comes out. And yes, there's a shit emoji in the trailer. And I'm like, well, that accurately summed up your movie.
Yeah.
In one character, you've said.
God damn it. Go fuck yourself, Hollywood.
Yeah, let's get off that then. Resident Evil 7 has officially shipped 7 million copies worldwide.
Really?
Yeah.
I still ain't played it.
I've read a bunch of rave reviews, like, just talking about the survival horror aspect. Like, it goes back to... Well, I've heard it's like playing a twisted horror movie.
I did notice on the Steam version, it's called Resident Evil 7 Biohazard / Biohazard Resident Evil.
I was actually going to tell you that because you know that you joked that one night. You were like, I wonder in Japan if it's called Biohazard 7 Resident Evil. And it is.
Yeah, yeah.
which kind of made me have one of those, you know, whoo, open my third eye and yeah. Chakra shit happened because I'm like, well, okay. Journey with me here. If Resident Evil is the first Resident Evil in America, but it's also Biohazard in Japan, so Biohazard 7 Resident Evil, is that technically the first Resident Evil game in Japan?
It could be.
Yeah.
Did it just make a giant fucking like infinity loop right there?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just
each one is beginning the other one.
The back of my head is in the elevator right yeah. now. Scanner style, just splattered. I thought that was cool, though. I mean, because...
It reminds me of the Time Lord.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what she said.
I hope she bends the strings of time and longevity, and I've run into her again this year. I'm just going to have to scoop up my brains again, put them back in my head. That was... I guess me and Brandon failed to find where the actual Stargate was at fucking Southern Fried last year. We looked, but we even got on the fucking bridge simulator and went to a different planet looking for the Stargate. We never fucking found it.
Well, I looked all over that fucking hotel for a phone booth, too. Was it none?
I did find the Pens guy again. I hope to see him for the Scootin' in Part 3 happens this year. I hope to run into him again. I certainly hope he's chubbed up off of human meat some more. Like by the time I run into him, and them Pens.
I'm sad I'm gonna miss that this year.
Well, I've got it planned. You're still gonna Skype me somehow because I don't think the episode would be right without your commentary somewhat.
Yeah, I can.
We'll figure something out. We got a little while. That's granted. Nothing terrible happens, and I don't get kicked out of going. Because after everything I've been through recently, who the fuck knows what the next month will bring?
What I've seen, looks like Disney has some awful arcades there, so I'm sure I'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
They look like Super Chuck E. Cheese. Some of the pictures I've seen.
Each game's like $8 to play, probably.
Yeah, and if you play 30 of them, you can get like a piece of candy. And you can get some double bubble if you spend $20.
That's a real deal. By God, that's a bargain. I can spot a bargain from my way. Oh, what you got?
Saw that Valve is removing Greenlight, their process of adding like independent games to the Steam store. They're replacing it with an application fee, and they're guessing it's between $200 to $5,000. Way to narrow it down, Gabe Newell. Like,
do you think?
Spot that, on.
Okay, let me ask you something. You know a little bit more about the Steam shit than I do, but then they have some problems with that, like people making like really offensive games and shit with that. Like, weren't you just kind of able to upload your game onto Steam?
Yeah, with Greenlight, you paid $100 and you put it on the Greenlight, and then the community voted on it, and if it got enough votes, it went on the store. So if you paid your $100, you could put your incredibly racist, offensive game on there, and I'm pretty sure it can't get past the
a certain state.
It can't get past the vote point without someone at Steam really looking at it. So I don't think any of the offensive shit ever made it in the store. I could be wrong, but it has made it to Greenlight status.
Do you think they're doing this to kind of combat stuff like that?
I think they're trying to make it easier for people to get shit on there, because the whole Greenlight thing, like on paper, it sounds good, but you essentially have to launch a goddamn social media campaign to get enough traction.
You pretty much have to sway everybody else's opinion to get your...
It's not just that. It's just getting people to fucking notice it. It's a goddamn sea of all these games. You're just one of a fucking million of them in there. The chances of you getting noticed, unless you pull some fucking strings, are slim to none. So, I think it's better to do what they're doing. Open the application fee so you don't have so much spam
garbage
coming in there. You know, you don't, the people who push all this garbage in like the Android and Apple stores, you know, there's 30 different renditions of the same fucking game. They're gonna have to pay out of pocket to do that, and the Steam community is a lot more discerning than the App Store community is, because just about anybody I know will read reviews and look at this, you know, scores and shit on Steam before they buy something. So that will hopefully reduce the clutter of the shit games and still allow more developers access to get good games on there.
I said that today, but I didn't read into it. I was kind of unaware what
this is, the whole basically having to, you know, get your friends and family to share links on social media in order to try to get anywhere. It's a pain in the ass. Why do that to people? So I'm glad that they're doing it this way.
We have the same struggle on Facebook, pretty much.
Yeah.
Was that all? Was that?
Yeah, for that bit.
I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I seen where GTA 4 sales are up 8,000% because of backwards compatibility on Xbox One now.
Nice.
It's back on the charts again, which is cool. GTA 4 is a great game as well.
That's the last one that I played.
That's a good one. Be better to get on PC. Get all them sweet-ass mods they got.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
There's a Mega Man 2.5D out. It's a fan-made Mega Man game that looks pretty fucking sweet. It's out for free download. I didn't write down the download link. Just fucking Google it. Get it before Capcom's lawyers get it, is all I can say.
Hell yeah. That's cool. A lot of the fan hacks that come out, man, are just as good as the original game, I think.
This looks like they use something like Unity Engine or you know, some other development platform to make it, because you can tell that even though it's got the old school graphics,
kind of a little flashier.
Yeah, a little bit of a flash to it, flash element, if anyone knows what it is. I guess you could say that some of the animations are way too smooth for like a 16-bit game or an 8-bit game would be. But other than that, it looks pretty damn good, so get it while you can.
Nice. You know, we talked a little bit about Yakuza last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Sony is actually reprinting Yakuza 1 through 4, 1 and 2, I think, on PS2, and 3 and 4 on PS3.
Nice.
They've got it where you can pre-order it now. Like, it's going to be the same price as new, but it's kind of cool to think about that they're going back and printing like brand new PS2 games in 2017. Just, you know, giving people the chance to get them. So that's kind of cool.
Even though if you think about it, it's still just DVDs.
Yeah.
That technology is still very very much used in other industries. So last bit of news I have, more Pillars of Eternity news. Pillars of Eternity 2, the crowdfunding thing on Fig, it's up to $2.5 million out of the $1.5 million goal. So they hit the double voice acting goal that I talked about last week, and they made a new goal. If they hit 2.6, you get a new game plus mode. So maybe they'll get that. And then really the double voice acting is what I cared about most, because the voice acting in the first one is so fucking great.
Nice. You don't see many video games.
Another
that
thing
have
I saw is they're making a pen and paper rule set for it. So if you want to play like Pillars of Eternity themed Dungeons and Dragons, you can. If you get the digital premium version, you get that PDF for it. I'm not, because there's not many settings that I can really just DM very well. I've done Forgotten Realms all my fucking life, and I've done, you know, a couple custom made worlds, but to get all the things right in a setting, it's beyond me as a DM. My skills aren't that good, but it's there if you're into that type of thing.
That's awesome. The last thing I have is there's a rumor floating around, not a big one or anything, but that Metroid, Assassin's Creed, and L.A. Noir will be announced for Switch this summer.
Oh boy.
Metroid could be cool.
Yeah.
They got a new Metroid, but
new Metroid,
Assassin's Creed, I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
And L.A. Noir, like, kind of like what I said about Skyrim, what's the fucking purpose of releasing a five-year-old game on a brand new console?
Yeah.
I don't want new shit to retread old territory with.
I'm glad they're getting more shit on there, but at the same time, like,
they're not getting new shit that sell is, you know, they're not getting the shit they need to sell a brand new console.
Right. They need something that will differentiate them from the other consoles.
I've got the fucking shit pre-ordered. I feel like I can bitch about it, because I kind of figured, you know, going and pre-ordering it the first day, I'm like, well, by the time launch rolls around, they'll have more shit out to kind of wet my whistle, I guess. And they really haven't come out with anything else yet.
Yeah.
It's just the same stuff we've seen.
And, you know, if I'm buying consoles, and if I'm really into games like Skyrim or L.A. Noir or whatever, and I'm looking at the consoles to play these on, it ain't going to be the Switch. That's going to play the shittiest version out of the three consoles competing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they release the specs, and it's not as strong as PS4 or Xbox One.
No, not by a long shot, really.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to give it a chance. You know, I'm not going to talk so much shit until I actually get my hands on one and play it and all that. But I don't know. At the same time, I just kind of expected a little more.
I think their number one fuck up here is not including a 1-2 Switch in the pack in. That's what made the Wii such a huge fucking success, is Wii Sports in the pack in. Without that, no one would have gave a shit. I mean, you know, would have done okay, but it wouldn't have been the fucking raving success that it would be. Because everyone I knew that got on the Wii train, it's because they went over to a friend's house and they played fucking bowling and had a blast. And
yeah.
It was a simple thing. It was a game, a packing game that anybody could fucking play. Elderly people at nursing homes are playing this shit. You know, it's very accessible, and it shows off the system's hardware really well.
1-2 Switch would have been great for that, because, you know, one of my friends is fanboying hard over the whole thing. He's like, well, the good thing is Nintendo Switch is $10 cheaper. And I'm like, whoopty fucking
deal.
Who still wants to pay $50 for a fucking game where you don't even utilize the goddamn video game aspect of it that much?
It's shitty.
It's
WarioWare.
A party game. Yeah.
I'd rather have WarioWare. And, I mean, I'm sure it's a decent game in its own right, being that it's a Nintendo title like that, but it's not worth $50. I mean, Wii Sports is probably way better, and I wouldn't pay $50 for Wii Sports. I'd barely pay $20 for it.
Well, you know, it's like the fact, too, there's no streaming services on it or anything out of the box. Literally, if you don't buy a fucking game, there is no purpose of owning it.
Yeah.
At all.
It's a fucking brick.
You gotta buy a game with it, or it's literally has no other fucking purpose.
And you know, there's going to be a shit ton of angry fucking parents who buy that thing expecting a pack in. You know, most just assume there's a fucking game in there. That,
well, I mean, look at the end of the Wii U lifespan. They were giving you two games back in. Like, you got fucking Smash and Splatoon. I don't know. But anyways, God damn it, Nintendo. It wouldn't have been that fucking hard to include that game on there.
Yeah.
At all. It's a glorified fucking Flash game, the way it looks, you know, from what I've seen. So it wouldn't have been that hard to put it on there. It can't be more than fucking a gigabyte or so. Shame on you, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it for news.
That's it for news.
Probably going to have a shorter episode this evening. I haven't really got to play much. I'm still playing Animal Crossing. I've enacted a bunch of new ordinances in my town. You can,
No vaping?
No vaping. Thank God. I'm the anti-Portland in the town of Leon on there. We don't smoke Skogie or marijuana and Muskogee or what the fuck ever. But, well, maybe they do. I don't know about it, but you can enact ordinance.
Not in my fucking town.
Not in my goddamn town. You know, we need potheads around here. We tie them to a tree and fuck them in the butt. That's what we do to potheads. That's how we keep our town as Mayberry as it is. No, I ain't acting an ordinance. See, I play a lot in the mornings at work. Sometimes I have like an hour and a half break first thing in the morning where I'm waiting on shit. And I'll play it in the morning, and I made my town an early bird town. That way everything opens earlier, and I can actually do the shit I need to do.
I got you.
I've been catching beetles for a living. How beetles bring in the big money.
Exhilarating.
Yeah. It's just like real life.
I'm pretty sure the old bicycle man did that for a while.
I'm pretty sure there's a hidden option on Animal Crossing to hang yourself in your closet. I'm desperately looking for it. I have not yet found the way to Robin Williams myself.
Ooh. Too soon, man.
That's terrible. I liked Robin Williams, but he apparently didn't like himself.
Oh, that's very true.
Actually, I just cut all that out. That's a fucking terrible thing.
I don't give a fuck.
He had Lewy body dementia. And of all people, I shouldn't be making jokes about that shit, but I'm like, it kind of seemed funny to me.
You just gotta laugh about shit to not cry about shit is what it comes down to.
That's, I only laugh because I'm on the verge of like wanting to hang myself at all times now. So if you see me, don't be afraid to approach me. If you kinda are, that's gonna hurt my feelings. I got cuts all over my hips. That's terrible. I'm just digging the fucking hole deeper. I did play, I got my main cabinet fixed. I've been tooling around with some arcade games quite a bit. I watched the documentary, Man vs. Snake, and I decided to start trying to play Nibbler. And, if you haven't seen the documentary, don't know what Nibbler is, it's pretty much like Snake, but you're in a maze.
Yeah.
And, the game constantly gets, I mean, you know, like Snake, constantly gets way faster. And your snake gets longer with every dot you eat. And I can't get past wave 6 or 7. And the guy the documentary is about that holds record holds like 1,004,000,000 something's a score. I can't get fucking past.
Don't you only get 10 points per dot you eat?
It's something like that.
I think
that.
It's really low.
Then you get a time bonus. It took him one reason he's notable about that. And I want to try to get an interview with the guy. He's a marathon gamer. It takes like 38 hours, I think, to achieve that score.
Fuck.
And like the guy's so good, he can literally get like 100 men and have like 30 minutes to walk away, take a piss, take a micro nap, eat whatever he's need to do, then come back and start back playing again. Hats off to anybody who can do that, because if that was so, you know, I've seen people message boards and, you know, they talk about it on that movie and shit. And I, you know, people are like, well, that'd be easy doing something like that. And I'm like, that shit is so goddamn easy. Why isn't more than like four or five people tried to attempt shit like that.
Right, because you're not just playing video games for 30 some odd hours. You're playing at a world competitive level for 30 some hours.
Yeah, you're sharp. Your skills have to be sharp that entire time.
Right.
And, you know, I think I get burnt out playing a game after like two hours sometimes. I'm just staring at the screen and I'm finally like, God damn, I gotta take a break.
Especially an arcade game. I'm fat. It's just standing there. I'm like, fuck, I need to go sit down. I'm fat.
Yeah.
I've been at this for 5 minutes. God damn it. I need a chair. Woo!
Boy, I can tell I'm American.
Been tweaking these joysticks too hard.
Where's that bag of trucker speed I brought with me? I need a little pick me up.
Crush it up and shake it up in my bag of Cheetos.
Oh. The flaming hot Cheetos. Open up your fucking pores and let that shit kick you in your bloodstream quicker.
Yeah.
People like snorting flaming Cheeto dust. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, ah! Back off! God damn it! I'm a professional! Sorry. Sorry. I will say Nibbler is like the fucking Dark Souls of snake games.
Nice.
And, it can fuck right off because I'm not good at it. What I did play, though, well, drop my technical difficulties, drop my tablet. I did find a game, though, that you ought to try out that I just want to talk a little bit about. I got about halfway through it. It's called Night Slashers, and it's a Data East beat 'em up from 93. I don't think it came out here. Maybe it did, but both releases I have are in Japanese. And it's a fucking side-scrolling beat 'em up, and it looks like it's kind of modeled after like shitty 80s and early 90s like post-apocalyptic zombie movies. Like one character kind of looks like Dracula from Castlevania. He's real tall, handsome-looking dude with big shoulders, and he's got the big cape.
I might have played this.
You may have. I'm pretty sure you probably have it on your cabinet. It's
who made it?
Data East.
Okay.
One character is like there's a girl character. One dude is like your shitty 90s hero. He's got like blonde hair and fucking metal arms, like Jax from Mortal Kombat. And
it
shit.
Looks like a combination of Jax and was it Kenshiro or whatever from Fist of the North Star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Well, you owe me a pitch. Jinx. you owe me a kale smoothie. He mimics Jax a lot in moves. Like if you get, it's got kind of the thing about beat 'em ups. One of the things I don't like on certain beat 'em ups, you know how you can do like the special move if you get overcome, but it drains the fuck out of your health to have to do it. He's got one like that where he does the, I don't know if you ever seen the shitty movie 3000 Miles to Graceland about the Elvis people at Rob Casino. There's a scene in that movie where Ice-T's hanging upside down on a belt, spinning 360, shooting cops. And like he does that exact thing. He's just like, he goes, oh! And just spins around and fucking shoots you. And it is gory, dude. Like, nice. These zombies, bullets will hit them. You'll see their rib cages and shit just like explode out of their chest. They just explode into like a cloud of blood and shit. Amazing. But it's funny, too, because if a boss character or anything stuns your character, hit them in the head and they get dizzy and you go, oh, what happened? And, like, it gets annoying sometimes. You'll constantly just get barraged and
he's
hit.
Stun locked and
oh, what happened? Oh, what happened? Oh, what happened? It's something else. You pretty much, I mean, it's your basic beat 'em up, though. You know, you move fucking left to right. It's incredibly gory. The first boss I got to, you fight like a mad scientist thing, and you beat him. He's just like running around throwing fucking flasks of chemicals and shit at you. You beat him, and you think you've beat the boss and go to the end of the level, and it's like horror movie style. The screen will go black, and you see eyes in the background, and fucking Frankenstein stands up.
Nice.
And you gotta fight Frankenstein's monster, and he's like your typical first boss in beat 'em ups. He's got like a charge attack and like a grab attack where you can fucking sling your ass across the screen. I fought him. I fought a golem, which is a big, looks just like the golem from Minecraft, the big rock golem. Yeah. I fought one of them. And then I got to Count Dracula, I got to the mummy first, and I didn't beat him. And I seen where you could also get to Count Dracula. I'm assuming he's probably the final baddie. Reading this, though, there is an American version, but the Japanese version is the uncensored one, of course, and has all the blood and gore. That's pretty much it. It's a beat-em-up, very fucking violent, gory, beating up ghouls and monsters and zombies, like the classic movie monsters.
Yeah.
Pretty much like a Japanese ripoff of the Universal monster thing, or maybe not rip off their take on it, I guess. It's good though. I mean, you can get it on MAME. That's really about all to say about it.
On the note of MAME beat 'em ups, I want to give an honorable mention to Hook. You ever played that?
Hook, yeah, like another Robin Williams reference.
Yeah.
Yes. Hook's badass on arcade.
I was playing some games last night on my cabinet, and I just loaded up Hook, and I was like, holy shit, this is a damn good beat 'em up. It was surprisingly good.
There was actually, there's a bunch of underrated beat 'em ups I've come across, you know, like Hook and that Night Slashers. There was another one I found recently. It's a Neo Geo one. What the fuck? You play as like a robot baseball player. It's something Batman.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or something like that. Just random shit like that, you know. And
yeah, Hook, you can play as Peter Pan and like a handful of the different kids. I played as Peter Pan one time I played through it. And man, it is really fucking responsive. Their difficulty was really well paced. Like a lot of beat 'em ups had the problem of the first levels is a fucking torrential downpour trying to suck the quarters out of your soul. This one, Hook wasn't. It started off easy, and it slowly ramped up difficulty at a good pace.
Hook's a Konami game, isn't it?
I think so.
I can't remember.
And another game I played last night, it was it's Demon Front, which is pretty much a Metal Slug game. It was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. That I'd like to do a whole episode one night on the Metal Slug games.
Yeah.
Those are fucking good. Excellent. So fucking frantic, man. Yeah. Make you want to, I don't know, do PCP and flip a car over or some shit.
Yeah, if you're looking for new MAME shit, check out, was it Night Slasher?
Night Slasher.
Hook and Demon Front.
They're definitely worth, I don't know about Demon Front, but Hook and Night Slashers are two very good games.
If you like Metal Slug, you like Demon Front. I'm pretty sure it's made by the same people. I mean, if it's not, it's a damn hardcore ripoff. Game I was going to talk about tonight, it's not a retro game, but it is heavily based on retro games. Stardust Galaxy Warriors Stellar Climax.
What?
Yeah.
Is that the full name?
That's the full name.
Stardust Jesus. Galaxy Warriors. Is it made by Capcom?
No. Dream Loop, I think. It's originally came out on PC last year, and it's recently come out on Xbox One and PS4. Our old drunken buddy Juice came over to my place, and he's just running through. He's got like double the amount of Steam games I got because he's always on Humble Bundle. And we're just loaded
getting
that
them hookups.
Yep. We loaded this one up by random, and man, it's first time in a long time that I just sat down and played through an entire game in an evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's definitely one I'm going to look into putting on my arcade cabinet. It's a horizontal shoot 'em up where you control these Gundam-like robots, and it's very cave-like. You know, normal cave shooters, there's a fuck ton of bullets on the screen, and it's like that. It's extraordinarily difficult to avoid bullets in this game. It's 1 to 4 players, local co-op. Which is another big plus because a lot of games these days, I don't know why co-op has gone to the wayside. PC is becoming more of the place to see local co-ops. You know, it's flip-flopped. In the past, everything on PC was online because it had online capabilities, and consoles were local co-op because they didn't. Recent years, that shit's flip-flopped around where everything on a console is online goddamn only because they want you to sell you more copies of the fucking game.
Yeah.
And PC, you know, they're realizing a lot of people just want to play some fucking games. That's all they want to do.
That's the truth, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's got really great graphics. They're heavily inspired by Japanese arcade shoot 'em ups. Everything's just like turned up to 11, I guess you could say, as far as the design and ridiculousness of everything. I mean, the enemies you face range from, you know, typical robots to asteroids to just funky looking alien things. It's got a really lot harder story with comedic bits in it. One of the favorite things is the very first boss of the game is a giant ass asteroid. And it's like a potato shaped asteroid is floating from the right to the left, and it has a shitload of HP but no attacks, and you just fucking waylay into it and you finally blow it up, and then for no reason the pops up with the dialogue box that shows the asteroid's picture in there, and it says, "No, I'll have my revenge." And like one of the characters like on your command team just says ... what? And then like way later on in the game, after you done fucking forgot about that, you got another boss. It's a giant asteroid, a slightly smaller giant asteroid with like a little beanie with a propeller on its head, and it's a son of asteroid, and you gotta kill him.
You just fucking committed genocide on this asteroid's family.
And then at the very end of the game, like you finally get down to the boss, and I can't remember exactly what she says, but she's like, "I'm bringing back Disco," and you fight this gigantic disco ball that takes up half the screen.
Nice.
And you kill her, or you kill that, and you find out the boss lady is actually like your old grizzled commander the whole time, cross-dressed.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So it's definitely funny. They is obvious they realize no one really cares about the story, so they had fun with that.
Yeah.
The game's got four classes. You know, let me turn on some music for it first. I forgot about that. I brought a little bit of music. The music's really, it fits the game really well. It gets you into the groove of just focusing on dodging bullets and shooting.
I like that.
It's got four classes of robots. They all like have, the main difference is they all have a different special ability. Whereas, you know, most of these shoot 'em ups, you got a bomb ability.
Yeah.
Here, one of the classes had a, I guess a super like homing missile attack. The one I chose had a slowdown time ability because I chose the melee of Berserker Bot or whatever. So everything would slow down except for my robot, and I would just go in there with my sword and just break the shit.
Nice.
But in the end game got so difficult that I used that to dodge bullets rather than to go in and get myself killed at point-blank range.
Yeah.
But...
So it's definitely got like bullet hell.
Yes. Yes. Especially that final fucking boss was so fucking intense. I mean, me and Juice, our strategy on the final boss was to not look at the right side of the screen where the boss was at all. Look exactly where our characters was and focus on dodging bullets while holding down the shoot button. Because he could not dodge the bullets while trying to aim the boss. He's like, if you hit the boss, good. Just don't die.
Damn.
I can't tell you what the other two robots' abilities were. We didn't choose, you know, different ones. It's got tons of upgrades to the game. Every time you you go between stages and go between levels, you can upgrade different aspects of your bot. It's like attack, health, shield, or attack damage reduction, shield regeneration, and special ability regeneration. And then a handful of abilities that do special shit. Like you can, one of them that was really handy was when you use your special ability, it recharges your shields to full. I ended up playing a huge part in us beating the game.
Nice.
So it's got a lot of RPG elements to it where you can improve your ship or robot and kind of customize it out as you go. It's got a shit ton of guns in it too. Every time you start a new level, you can choose a gun loadout. Every class has access to the same thing. I didn't write down all of them, but they go through your typical shoot 'em up stuff, from like shotgun style to machine gun. But I think we both end up using this thing called, I think it's a pulse rifle, that shoots this like crescent moon shaped projectile out that expanded as it went across the screen. Because nice. In the later levels, you wanted to be on the back end of the fucking screen, give yourself time to dodge. The first levels, I racked up a shitload of points using the melee up front, but it got too hard later on. There's just no way to not die instantly. And plus, it's got secondary guns. And there's a lot more play with that than the primaries, it felt like. You can get secondary guns to complement your playstyle versus primary. You just try to find something you didn't die with.
Nice.
Like his secondary, he got homing missiles, which just constantly shoot out like one homing missile every now and then.
Yeah.
I went with the torpedoes, which are a lot less accurate, but they would just it would just drop down and shoot straight forward. And if it hit something, it blew the fuck up really big. If it missed, though. It's not just one hit kill. You got shields and health in the game. Your shields are your first line of defense. Because they regenerate over time. Your health that only regenerates if you pick up health power-ups. It's got checkpoints, so even though it gets really fucking hard, if you get past a certain point, like basically if you get up to the boss, you start over again at the boss if you die.
Nice.
You lose the points you've earned, and I think it's some more as a penalty, and those points are used in the store to upgrade your shit. So if you suck really bad, you're not going to buy as many upgrades. So you want to do as good as possible to get the better upgrades.
Do you have unlimited continues?
Yeah. If it didn't, we would have been fucked.
Yeah.
It's got a New Game Plus mode, too. We just beat it. We didn't go into New Game Plus, but I'm assuming you get to keep all your upgrades and go further. And that's probably the stepping stone to getting into the higher difficulties. I couldn't imagine trying the hardest difficulty with no upgrades. That would be an undertaking. Last thing I can really say about it, it's got fantastic collision. That's one of the things I've seen a lot of more modern shoot 'em ups have problems with is but the bullet collisions, it's not perfect. I guess it's some aspect of the 3D graphics or something, but on here, it's spot fucking on. Yeah, if the bullet touches you, you're hit. If it don't, it don't. Also, there's a revive function, too, so if one of you die, the other guy can go and spam a button and try to revive them, but while you're spamming, you can't shoot, so there's a trade-off
there. Yeah, I was gonna say there's a sacrifice to it,
and especially it got bad when you know I was trying to be a melee badass and I would go right in front of the boss's face and die to you know a gigantic load of bullets, and I'm pretty much in Death Valley asking Juice to revive me, and it didn't work out too well.
Nice.
But yeah, I really recommend it. I think it's like $10 or something like that on Steam.
What's the name of it again?
Stardust Galaxy Warriors Stellar Climax.
I'm going to have to write it down. There's no fucking way in hell I'll ever remember all
I should have chose like a simpler name.
One more time.
Stardust Galaxy Warriors Stellar Climax. It's on the modern console, so if you want it there, definitely play this game with a controller. It is not a keyboard and mouse type game. Check it out. PC, PS4, Xbox One. Reasonably priced and look like it'd have a lot of good replay value in it.
Very nice. I've never heard of it, but I will be sure to check it out with a name like that. Stardust Galaxy Warriors Stellar Climax.
Yep.
Very nice. That's a mouthful.
It is. Just like my climax.
Yeah. It's only about 3 seconds long, but some people find it impressive.
I mean, it comes out like dumping over a mop bucket, so whatever.
That sends chills down my spine, just imagining. It's like instant bukkake.
Put someone's eye out with that.
Put multiple people's eyes out with that. A room, if you will. We don't have any calls.
Of course.
Yeah. No kid. I guess you want to play one of the jingles for them before we...
Give us a call at 682-777-4663. Is that 682-777-GOOD? Oh. 682-777-GOOD.
call it. We ain't gonna kill and eat you unless you don't call us. Because if all the pussies are gone and the world's laid to ruin, I'm gonna be mighty hungry and yeah, I'm not eating myself.
True that.
Not in that auto cannibalism kind of thing. I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
for tonight. Pretty short and sweet. But
give us likes, give us shares, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, you know the all drill. That stuff. GoodOldGamers.com, Facebook, Good Old Gamers Podcast, Twitter, Good Old Gamers Podcast. Fucking all that shit. We're looking at doing some new stuff. I'm trying to get us some interviews lined up. A few other things. I got some plans on shit I've been working on. It's kind of seeing how funding's going to be in on it, but looking to bring some new things to the table.
Oh, yeah, it's official. The weekend of May 27th, I will not be able to record. I don't know if you're going to go ahead and record or not, or if we're going to fill the episode in with a backlog episode. I don't know.
I'll know probably closer to May. I figured, I don't know, we'll figure something out.
Y'all be ramping up to Southern Fried around then.
Yeah, June, I think it's, I could be wrong, but I want to say I think it's June 14th this year, maybe. I'm not sure.
I would really like to go, but I'm already bleeding out about $4,000 on this Disney trip.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you a bit.
There ain't no way I can do it. My savings account's fucking weeping.
I understand. It's all good, though. We'll figure out a way to have you there in spirit. And like I said earlier, might try to do some Skyping or some shit. Or all else fails, might end up recording an episode when we come back for once this year. I don't know. Everything's so far off. Just kind of playing everything ahead. But we will persevere one way or another. We will fight on into the night. We will watch our flag still stand in the morning. Oh, fucking America.
We will not ride gently into that sun or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'm not too keen on history.
I think it's a literature thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Same thing.
Just not too keen on school.
I don't like the education.
Fuck a bunch of education. I do just fine. Yeah. Yeah, you sure do. Plundering your sisters. Never mind. We won't go there at the end of an episode. Check us out. We'll be back next week. Got any questions or want to say anything nice, let us know. Hit us up at Lyle or Brandon at goodoldgamers.com. Any of that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. And you got anything else you want to say?
No.
Cool. Well, I guess until next week. We'll see y'all then. And game over, man.
Game over.